Bill Clinton now says words matter. Stay tuned for UNnews. April 2010, Washington, the Capitol. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton now says words do matter. Speaking to the Center for American Progress, he commemorated the date 15 years ago when Timothy McVeigh, inspired by anti-government rhetoric, used a truck bomb to kill 168 people in the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, a mass murder that Mr. Clinton then had tried to link to Rush Limbaugh. Mr. Clinton denied he was advocating speech controls, but said, quote, the words we use really do matter because they fall on the serious and the delirious alike, unquote. That is, all conservative talk should be evaluated by asking, what might it make a murderer do? There was a lot of such talk this week in the United States as annual taxes came due and protests took place in many American cities. Sarah Palin did her signature shrill cheerleading in Boston with crowd-pleasing lines such as, quote, the government, that's like you and me, you know, unquote, and explain the effects of marginal rates on capital formation. But no one died. Mr. Clinton's previous position was that words, quote, depend on what the meaning of is, unquote. He said this about his denial when a federal judge asked him under oath, quote, is there a sexual relationship, unquote. This reply meant he wasn't getting blown right there on the witness stand. No, seriously. Mr. Clinton clarified to his left-wing audience that when the current president's pastor says, God damn America, when his campaign advisor describes blowing up police stations by saying, I wish we had done more, and when the president himself says, well, just about anything, words still do not matter. This has been UNnews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.